WGBR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A suspect has been arrested in Los Angeles after two Jewish men were shot leaving houses of worship hours apart. Officials are now investigating this as a hate crime. Senator John Fetterman checked himself into the hospital to receive treatment for clinical depression, according to his office. ABC's M. Nguyen.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression, according to his chief of staff. The statement said that while the Democrat has experienced depression off and on, it only became severe in recent weeks. His wife said on Twitter that she was proud of him. Earlier this month, Fetterman's office said he was hospitalized after a health scare, which followed the stroke he suffered during his campaign before winning against his Republican opponent, Dr. Mehmet Oz. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
$50 million from Michigan to Mississippi on alert for severe weather as a major storm moves through. Some areas will get a mix of rain, sleet, and snow. Others, a tornado threat. This is ABC News. Get ready to pay more and in some cases a lot more to book spring break travel. ABC's Alex Stone.
It's supply and demand mixed with inflation. Haley Berg of the travel booking site Hopper says travel will cost more this spring break.
There may be a sense of sticker shock when they book their spring break this year. Domestic flights are going to be about 20% more expensive than last year.
She says airfare to Mexico up 30% over pre-pandemic. Hotels 64% above last year's prices. She says if you want to travel domestically in March, book now or prices will just keep going up.
Quite the mess for flyers at New York's JFK Airport. A power disruption from a small fire halting operations.
We're getting news like all the other terminals are open. It's just this one.
This woman, one of the many flyers, left stranded with delays and cancellations. With electronic boards not working, flight updates in Terminal 1 were handwritten. The terminal is expected to reopen Friday morning. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience, was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind.
Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Ittner, the veteran American war correspondent who's living in Ukraine, reporting from Lviv this week. He also has a YouTube video blog. His name is Philip Ittner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. You'll need that to find it on to find his video blog on YouTube, and it's really worth checking out and subscribing to. He's also on Twitter as Philip Ittner. Phil, welcome back to the program. I saw that another Russian defense minister or somebody high up in the defense ministry just accidentally fell out of a 10-story window or something like that in Moscow. I mean, I'm reading reports that, you know, this huge Russian surge that was supposed to overwhelm Ukraine earlier this week has kind of fizzled out. What is it look that way from where you are?
Well, I've actually returned from Lviv, so I'm back in Kiev. But yes, okay. I saw that as well. The finance, it's interesting to note, she was actually the finance advisor or a member of the finance department for the Ministry of Defense. So she was the one that was raising the funding, organizing the funding for Putin's war, which even makes it more suspicious as to why it is that yet another member of Putin's, I wouldn't say inner circle, but those who have power in the Russian Federation can't seem to stay their way away from windows and keep kind of falling out of them. It's highly suspicious.
Yeah, it really is. How is, you know, what's militarily, what's going on there?
Militarily, it looks as though the Russian offensive that was expected for spring is kind of easing its way into starting. I don't think we've seen the actual full brunt of the offensive yet. What military experts are saying is that this might be the shaping exercise, kind of probing the Ukrainian front lines to see where they have strength and where they have perhaps weaknesses. Mm-hmm. The one exception to that is a town called Volodar, and it's south of this city Bakhmut, which is kind of passed back and forth and is still very contested. The Russians are determined to take it, and the Ukrainians are saying, you know, if you're willing to die on this hill, we're willing to, you know, take you out. But there's a city to the north of, to the south of it, where it seems the Russians tried to make a maneuver around to capture Bakhmut, and they were absolutely slaughtered. And I don't want to be glib about it, but frankly, that's what the circumstances were. And that, not only that, Tom, but as opposed to the conscripts where we're seeing like something like estimates of between 300 and 500,000 conscripts who are poised for this offensive, what they used in Volodar were one of their few remaining experienced, well-trained troops. And they tried to take this town in this maneuver around Bakhmut, and the Ukrainians just absolutely took them out with drones and artillery fire. It is not going well for the Russians, even if this is just the preliminary stages of an offensive, which will include, as I say, hundreds of thousands of potential Russian conscripts, even their shaping and their preliminary parts of their offensive are not going well. It doesn't bode well for whatever may come. Having said that, we are swiftly approaching the one-year anniversary of the beginning of the war. And the Russians do like to stage their military efforts kind of around anniversaries or symbolic dates on the calendar. So we fully anticipate this time next week to be pretty much either in the midst of or on the cusp of some sort of major military action.
Yikes. What is the status of, I know Elon Musk, you know, most of the internet activity that happens in Ukraine now is coming via Starlink, which is a company Elon Musk owns. You told me last week that he's a fluent Russian speaker and he's been kind of sucking up to Putin. My words, not yours. And he has now told the Ukrainians that he's going to limit their ability to use his Starlink system in this war. I mean, what's the status of that? What's going on with that?
Well, it does look as though what Musk has said is that he doesn't want Starlink to be used in an offensive capability. So he doesn't want them using primarily their drones to be geosynchronized with their satellite signal that comes from his Starlink system, because Musk does not want to be seen to be taking sides. That's what he says. Now, the counter-argument that I have heard, not only from Ukrainians, but from people who are experts in this field or who are military experts or supporters of Ukraine, is that, you know, to say that it's being used offensively when the Russians are trying to invade a country
is insane.
Is a little, well, yeah, it's a hard pill to swallow because... Well, yeah, your words, not mine.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to argue with you. Because, look, they're being invaded. So how is it an offensive capability? They're defending themselves, even if by using these drones and the Starlink system, they are able to launch counteroffensives. There's no intention. The Ukrainians have no intention of going past their 1991 borders,
right,
which arguably, okay, would include Crimea. But, you know, for Musk to say this is an offensive capability and that's why he's limiting their use of Starlink, it doesn't work.
I think his pulling these stunts is just got to be devastating the market for Teslas. I mean, all the people I know who own Teslas are wealthy people from Hollywood, basically. You know, I know one person in New York who has one. And they're all liberals. You know, they bought Teslas because they wanted to be, you know, electric and avant-garde and hip and all. And now they're trying to get rid of them. I mean, you know, they're disco. Anyway, we'll move on from that topic. I was reporting earlier in the week. This was a report. I was quoting the Washington Post, which was quoting another report suggesting that at least 6,000 Ukrainian children have been kidnapped by Russian soldiers and transported back to Russia, where they have created over 30 re-education camps. Some of these children, the youngest that they could definitely confirm was 4 months old, but most of them are, you know, kids from 4 or 5 years old up until their early teens. And what do you know about this?
Well, Tom, this is one of the most disturbing aspects of any conflict. As you say, I've been to a few wars in my time, and it's always the kids that affect me most, and it's deeply troubling. Now, the reason why I was out in Lviv was because I spent some time with an American aid program focusing on children, and it's on my YouTube channel, and I urge not to be self-promoting too much here, but I urge folks to go and take a look at my YouTube channel where I have the latest vlog that I put in, just simply called The Kids, because it's devastating what this war is doing to them. They are losing education. They are aware that there is a possibility that they might be killed. They are aware even that, you know, there's a possibility there are people out there who mean them harm. And yes, we have heard many reports, and there was a U.S. report that came out just recently about this, about the fact that children are being abducted from Ukraine and forcibly moved to Russia in a cynical, cynical maneuver. And even to the extent, they're not even hiding it, Tom. They're not even hiding it. They're admitting openly there is a video of a woman who purports to be the head of a humanitarian program in Russia, and she had a meeting with Vladimir Putin, and she proudly proclaimed that she had, quote-unquote, adopted a 15-year-old boy from Mariupol so that he could be reprogrammed away from being Ukrainian, which they claim to be all Nazis, and be good Russians and good Slavic members of society. The illness in Russia runs so deep that this woman openly proclaimed that she had, again, quote-unquote, adopted, but realistically kidnapped a child from Mariupol, a 15-year-old, to brainwash him away from being Ukrainian. It is one of the most cynical, deplorable, and frankly disgusting things I have ever seen in my life, and it breaks my heart deeply. As awful as things are on the front line for me, Tom, in any war that I've ever been in, whether it was in Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan, Pakistan, Kurdistan, Georgia, you name it, it's the kids. It's the kids, because they don't deserve what us foolish adults do when we desire power or lust after something that somebody else has and we use violence to attain it. It's the kids that are caught in the middle, and it breaks my heart every time. So go take a look at that vlog, and you'll see some of these children. And you'll get a glimpse of them being children again, but you just know they're never going to be the same.
Right, over at the Phil Itner YouTube channel. Philip Itner YouTube channel. Phil, we got about a minute and a half here before we hit a hard break. I can't stop. You're back in Kyiv. How is life there? How are you doing? How are the people around you doing?
We're all waiting for the other shoe to drop, Tom. We know that this is coming. We know the Russians. We know the enemy. We know how they behave. We're expecting attacks on the capital. We're expecting a major offensive. There are reports of airplanes being positioned in Belarus, just very close to the border, here in the center of the country near the capital. So airstrikes might be a very real possibility, although Ukrainian air defense is still very strong. But there is a sense of preparation and anxiety, not only here in the capital, but as I say, I was out in Lviv, and that same attitude is there. I know, speaking to colleagues and friends and fighters out on the front lines, everybody is kind of getting ready for whatever this one-year anniversary will be, one-year anniversary on February 24th, next Friday. And there are preparations being made, but there's an awful lot of faith in the armed forces of Ukraine. They have performed excellently, and we're hoping that they can keep up that track record. But even if the Russians are able to make advances, they will not be able to take the territory that they need to conquer this country before the NATO-supplied modern armored systems, the Bradleys, the Challengers, the Leopards, the Abrams, are online here. And when that happens, this war moves to a war of maneuver. And I suspect, and we certainly all hope here, that it will mean the Ukrainians will gain the upper hand and possibly push back the Russians to those 91 borders.
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears. Phil Itner, Philip Itner, Itner, Philip Itner over on YouTube. Check out his video blogs there. Phil, thanks again for the report. It's always good checking in with you. Stay safe, my friend.
We'll talk again soon. Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Phil. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, good news about electrification of America and bizarre news out of Kentucky having to do with abortion. I'll tell you about those right after the break.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams and that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like wood look waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and so it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal, but many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, they may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. These are freeze-dried meal toppers that are loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle them on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and their immune system. These toppers are wonderful for our dogs, Blue and Chewy. Now they get all the nutrients they need for a full and healthy life, and they go nuts when Louise opens the package to put it on top of their food. They love this stuff. So do the cats, by the way. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products like our pets have, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. You've got nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com and check it out. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Just some amazing stories here. In good news, the Biden administration is now going to be requiring the car chargers. I find this absolutely fascinating. The Inflation Reduction Act has allocated billions of dollars to subsidize or give tax credits or even outright pay for, in some cases, charging stations, EV charging stations all across the United States. Up until this point, Tesla has had the largest network in the country, but they have an adapter that's unique to Tesla. Well, under this new Biden rule, all these, and this is actually going to force Tesla to make these changes, all of these car charging stations have to be universal. There's a new standard for them. And, you know, all the cars that come out now are standard like this. I'm continuing to love this Hyundai Ioniq 5 that Louise and I bought a couple of weeks ago, a month ago or so. It's just, I've never owned a fully electric car before, and it blows my mind every day. It's so much fun to drive, and it's so cheap to drive. And, you know, now you've got electric cars that are coming out in the $20,000 range, you know, they're in the same price range as inexpensive gasoline cars. Because there's so few, you know, there's a lot fewer parts. I mean, there's hundreds of parts in a gasoline motor, you know, not to mention the motor and then the cooling system and then the transmission and all of that. I mean, with an electric car, you've got a battery, you got a couple of electric motors, and that's it, and a computer that runs it all. So, charging systems, it's called CCS, they're called combined charging systems, is the standard. And it's going to be required. The first tranche of billions in federal funds is going out to the states this week. And, companies like ChargePoint and Tesla and EVgo are all competing for the money. But in order to get it, A, the chargers have to be made in America. B, 55% of the parts in the chargers by value has to come from American manufacturers. And, C, they have to be universal chargers, not just unique to Teslas. And so increasingly, we're building out this infrastructure. We just have, you know, in our garage, we just have a little outlet, you know, plugs into the wall, in a normal wall outlet, and it recharges the car overnight. It's no big deal. And now here in Oregon, there's this surge pricing thing where your electricity at night costs about a quarter of what it costs during the day, and you can program your electric car to only charge itself at night. So, you know, you're paying even less for, you know, the equivalent of gasoline. It's a new day. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. We'll be right back. I got to tell you about this law in Kentucky, too. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with that story and your calls on the other side of this break.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
The Shaw. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A suspect has been arrested in Los Angeles after two Jewish men were shot leaving houses of worship hours apart. Officials are now investigating this as a hate crime. Senator John Fetterman checked himself into the hospital to receive treatment for clinical depression, according to his office. ABC's M. Nguyen.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression, according to his chief of staff. The statement said that while the Democrat has experienced depression off and on, it only became severe in recent weeks. His wife said on Twitter that she was proud of him. Earlier this month, Fetterman's office said he was hospitalized after a health scare, which followed the stroke he suffered during his campaign before winning against his Republican opponent, Dr. Mehmet Oz. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
$50 million from Michigan to Mississippi on alert for severe weather as a major storm moves through. Some areas will get a mix of rain, sleet, and snow, others a tornado threat. This is ABC News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. It's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Phones? Social media? You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. And many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your pet's immune system. Our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as a meal topper, and they love this stuff. Dynavite is so confident that your pets will benefit from their products like our dogs did. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. And check out these extraordinary meal toppers. Dynavite.com. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Check it out. Dynavite.com. It is Dynavite.com. It's 35 minutes past the hour. Did we just lose our music? Oh, you did. Okay. All right. Well, welcome back. It's 35 minutes past the hour. Abortion could be prosecuted as homicide under a new piece of legislation that was just introduced into the Kentucky legislature. State Representative Emily Calloway, who beat a former Democratic representative in the last election, has filed House Bill 300. This was filed on Tuesday of this week. Abortion is already banned in Kentucky with exceptions only for life-threatening risks. But this bill would define abortion as murder. So if a woman takes abortion pills that she gets through the mail in Kentucky, or if a woman leaves Kentucky and goes to, say, Illinois or Michigan and gets an abortion, when she comes back home, she could be arrested, she could be prosecuted, she could be put to death by lethal injection. This is a serious piece of legislation. She writes that her bill would apply, quote, the same legal principles as would apply to the homicide of a person who had been born alive. I just don't even know what to say about this other, you know, Calloway said the bill kind of speaks for itself. Yeah, I guess so. The Supreme Court is weighing whether to temporarily suspend the trigger law. The ACLU is trying to litigate this, but boy, talk about taking it up a notch. This is what I've been warning about this for years. There have been numerous Republican representatives and senators and members of the House of Representatives over the years who have supported so-called personhood bills, and what personhood bills do is assign to a fetus or a zygote or an implanted and fertilized egg, assign to that blob of tissue the rights of a fully developed living human being. And therefore, if you do something that ends the life of that tissue, you have committed murder. And, you know, there's been a lot of us for a lot of years saying this is where this is going to lead. And people are, oh, no, they'd never do that. Nobody's going to think like that. That's never going to happen. Well, no, it's under, you know, there's a proposal to make it happen right now in Kentucky. Kentucky, right? Yeah. This is, the home of Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul, of course. What do you expect? All righty, let's pick up your phone calls here. Rose in Chicago. Hey, Rose, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, my comment and question just kind of, I guess, dovetails with what a previous caller talked about. My question is, why aren't the Dems using, like, the bounty hunter model to fight back against things like assault weapons, assault rifles? I know in the past there was talk of using it, but
they did in California. I'm pretty sure
that they
passed that law. I remember when it was introduced. I can't say for certain that it's been passed and signed by the governor. I thought it was. But I haven't heard of anybody using it. But frankly, I haven't heard of anybody using the bounty hunter law in Texas to go after women there either. I think that the bounty hunter, just think about it, Rose. If you lived in a state where you could use a bounty hunter law to go after somebody who bought a gun, or got an abortion for that matter, once you bring that lawsuit, your name goes public. And that is stepping into the lion's den, regardless of which side of the argument you're on, you know. And I think that probably the reason why these laws have not been used, to the best of my knowledge, now I might be wrong. If anybody knows of, you know, the bounty hunters being used in Texas, you know, please let me know. But if they haven't been used, my guess is that the reason they haven't been used is that nobody wants to have to endure the death threats that come with being that high profile.
Well, that's true, but maybe there's other things they could use the civil courts for. You
could
know,
be.
Do it that way, but
yeah, it's a great question though, and you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, the Supreme Court has said that these bounty hunter laws, which are basically a way of getting around due process, that they're illegal, and frankly, I think Democrats should be making a broader use of them. I'm with you, Rose. Rose, thank you. Eric in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind this morning? Or this afternoon,
Tom,
actually, for you.
Tom, I'm going to thank you, man, for all the focus and attention you bring to the Supreme Court.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Eric. Any chance, are you driving? Is that why I can't hear, why it's kind of broken up?
Yes, I have my headset on. Is that better?
Yeah, just speak loudly, and we'll be good. So what were you saying again?
Okay. I said, I want to applaud you for the focus you bring to the Supreme Court and how it is at the center of pretty much most of what's wrong with the country. My question is, if Biden decided to expand the Supreme Court, what is the process? Biden wants to expand the Supreme Court.
Right. What's the process for the Biden administration to expand the Supreme Court? Well, the Biden administration can't do it. Congress has to do it. The Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution says that the Supreme Court shall operate under regulations defined by Congress, and that one of those regulations is defining the size of the Supreme Court, in addition to the budget and everything else. And so, you know, Congress has changed the number of members of the Supreme Court, I believe, 9 times now since the founding of our republic, maybe 10 times. We've had as many as 10 members of the Supreme Court. That was after Lincoln was assassinated, actually after Andrew Johnson left office. We've had as few as 6. That's where we started. Right now we're at 9. I think we should go to 13, but this is something that would have to originate in the House of Representatives. It could be passed by a simple majority. It doesn't require a supermajority, 2/3. Then it would go to the Senate, where again it could be passed by a simple majority, although the Republicans would almost certainly filibuster it, which would require, you know, the 60% to override it, and then it goes to the president to be signed. That's how it works. So, Eric, great question. Thank you for asking it. Ernest in Queens, New York. Hey, Ernest, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. A whole bunch, because you got a lot of stuff this morning. Regulation. Mm-hmm. You was talking about this morning with the airlines.
Yeah.
Over the doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing with regulation in general. Airlines, trains, infrastructure, all in general, was supposed to be to make things safe and efficient. This is my thinking. Okay, so they always, I don't understand why these Republicans want to take down regulation, because every time they do, then you see something happens.
Right, but the regulations,
and then they want
to
turn around and blame
profits.
Us, the people that made the regulations.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, the reason why the Republicans opposed the regulations, the reason why the airlines didn't want to harden their cockpit doors, and, you know, until after 9/11, was because it cost money. They didn't want to reduce their profits. They didn't want to, you know, reduce the millions of dollars that they're paying their senior executives in order to pay to harden the cockpit doors. Norfolk Southern, I believe, is the railroad with the crash in Ohio. They didn't want to put the new electronic, and I say new, like within the last couple of decades. The new electronic brakes that improved braking by 60% and would have prevented that accident. And they didn't want to have their toxic substances labeled as toxic substances because it would cost them more money. It would cost them more money to upgrade all of their rail cars to the new kind of brakes. And there are certain routes on which you cannot carry hazardous substances. So you have to use, you know, longer routes that go through more rural areas. You can't carry them through some cities and things like that. And so they didn't want to have them labeled. The reason why these companies oppose regulation is because it reduces profits. It saves lives.
So let's push
You're absolutely
back
right.
on that.
Say what?
Let's push back on that. I have an idea with the Supreme Court. they've made this thing with the free speech, money is speech.
Right.
Okay, so the argument back, I would argue back, okay, if money is speech, then we need to regulate that because everybody don't have money. Everybody's allowed to vote, okay? And you can promote your candidate that you like. But everybody doesn't have money.
I completely agree.
So there should be a cap. Obviously, there should be a cap.
And we had those laws, Ernest. And, you know, after the Nixon bribery scandals in 73 and 74 and 1975 and 76, Congress passed multiple laws limiting money in politics, criminalizing, bribing politicians. I mean, just some really great legislation. And there were other laws already on the books. I mean, the Tillman Act was from 1909, which made it a federal crime for corporations to give money to candidates for federal office. The Supreme Court blew all of those laws out of the water. They overturned it wasn't quite 1,000, but they overturned, because there were state laws as well as federal laws regulating money in politics. They overturned hundreds of laws with these three decisions, Buckley, Bilotti, and Citizens United. And in doing so, they have turned American politics into, basically legalized prostitution. It's, you know, legislation for sale, regulation for sale. And what the people of America want.
Republicans are trying to take the country apart.
They absolutely are. Spot on, Ernest. Yeah, the majority of Americans would like, for example, an assault weapons ban. It's not going to happen because the weapons manufacturers are giving money to the GOP. The majority of Americans would, we could go through a long, long list, would like college to be cheaper. Ain't going to happen because they're Republicans.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I should say it ain't going to happen because of Republicans taking money from ideological billionaires who think that college should only be for rich people. You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. You know, I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in, and I can say with full confidence, having used it for almost a decade, that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheaper free VPNs make money by selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN doesn't. They even developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN now uses Lightwave, a new VPN protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today and get... Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. And welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls, Monty in Gearing, Nebraska. Hey, Monty, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I've been listening since 2003, and I wanted to ask you if you thought that Ro Khanna's new bill would pass since he introduced it with Marco Rubio.
Which, you know, I'm not familiar with which legislation you're referencing here.
I got on an email Monday night. It's the National Development and Coordination Act.
Which does what?
One of the key parts is it will create an economic development council to rebuild the American workforce.
Huh.
They will go through look at places that used to have jobs,
mm-hmm.
like steel mills.
Yeah, revive the Rust Belt, in other words.
Revise the 70,000 businesses we lost, some of them that yep. we lost the last 40 years. It'll restart up some of them, and it's a $20 billion in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It would authorize $20 billion in 10 years.
Wow! You know, we'll have to ask him about it when he comes on the program next time. Is he going to be on tomorrow, Sean? It'll be next week, presumably, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason I called, I was thinking this is Friday. I thought he wasn't on. Going to be on Friday, but he might be on tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, no, he's typically on every other Friday. We try to set it up so that, you know, and Mark Pocan's on Wednesdays, and so we try to set it up so they alternate. But then when one of them, you know, their schedule gets blown to hell because of votes and stuff, you know, it kind of messes it up. So occasionally they're both on in one week, and sometimes we have a week where neither of them is on, like this week. But, you know, it all works out in the end. So, Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought he might have a chance to pass since he's put in with the Republican, you know.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with partnering with Marco Rubio to do good. I mean, I'm all in favor of bipartisanship when it actually accomplishes good things. It's rare that you find a Republican who will do that, but good on Ro Khanna. Monty, thanks for putting that on my radar screen.
Ask you real quick about Ricketts, our governor.
Mm-hmm.
We had Governor Ricketts' term limit was up this last election. And he helped elect our new governor, Pillen, is his name. He gave him $1.5 million to help elect him.
Mm-hmm.
So Pillen would appoint him, Ricketts, the senator, to replace Ben Sasse, who left he quit politics and left to go to Florida.
Right.
And now our new senator is going to be Ricketts.
Oh, geez.
So I thought it had to be voted in.
It's every state has different laws about how senators get replaced, but many states have that it's just a simple appointment by the governor. Other states, the governor's appointment has to be ratified by the state senate, although I'm guessing it would be anyway. In some cases, you have to have a special election, like, you know, like they did down in Georgia, for example.
Yeah, that's what I thought they'd have to do.
It varies from state to state. Monty, thanks for the call. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom, you were talking about fascism yesterday, and maybe you can enlighten me if I'm wrong in my thinking about this, because I've been looking at what's been happening with Israel, and they've had thousands of people protesting.
Hundreds of
Netanyahu.
Thousands.
Yeah, he wants to do the same thing that Orban did with taking over the courts.
Yep.
And
that Trump tried to do.
Yeah. Maybe you can have somebody on in the future about this, because something that's, it's kind of concerning, because I like Hakeem Jeffries. I like him a lot. But at the same time, his biggest donor was the hard conservative PACs from Israel.
APAC.
And I'm wondering... Yeah, and it seems to me that we're in this place where people like me, who I never thought I would be calling my reps and telling them that I don't want my tax dollars going to support Israel anymore, but the hard right takes over, and they take over the courts, and they turn into a country like Hungary, then I certainly don't want to be supporting them. But it seems if you criticize any criticism of Netanyahu, you get labeled as anti-Israeli,
or anti-Semitic.
I don't know. I guess I'm looking just to hear what you think, what your opinion.
I think there's a very real threat to the Israeli political system, represented by this corrupt man, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is facing criminal charges, the possibility of going to prison. And one of the things that he's trying to do in his reformulation of the Israeli court system is basically make it so that even if he gets convicted, he can overturn his own conviction, that he can overrule the courts, collaboration of the Knesset, of their parliament. And or at least that's my understanding of how it works. I've been reading Haaretz, which is the Israeli progressive newspaper. You can read it online. It's available free. And The Guardian has been doing some really good coverage of this.
Yeah, that's right.
Even the Jerusalem Post has gotten into some of it, you know, and they're typically kind of conservative.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, I never thought that Israel would have to worry about falling into fascism, just like I never thought we would.
But I didn't either. And, you know, what's driving it there and what's driving it here, and certainly what drove it in Hungary, sadly, is racism. This is what you see in country after country that is turning hard right. Down in Italy, for example, they just elected a fascist as the prime minister. Her whole campaign was brown people from Syria are coming into Italy. You've got a right-wing government now in Sweden. The leader of Sweden's, he was elected on a campaign of keeping out the immigrants. This is what took Viktor Orban to power, was, you know, that big crisis when Russia bombed the crap out of Syria and all these Syrian refugees fled into Europe. A bunch of them went to Hungary. And that was what Orban did. Here in the United States, the Republicans are talking about brown people from south of the border. In Israel, it's the Palestinians. I mean, it's always racism that seems to be driving these hard right movements, and it's not a good thing. Ed, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing, so you'll know what you'll pay before you start. Download.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.